Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase washo, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
Mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and
my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is November 20th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of House of the Divine Prince, Ty in Mecca, in the legendary and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge and wisdom of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Join me here live each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. You can listen in, or you can call in and offer a question, comment, or present your reading request. And remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as Spirit does direct. My website, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize that many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners, pay attention to those comments and ratings, who can be located in my various temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voice of divination. When visiting my website, also please be reminded that I have a MP3 store, music store, a CD store, a bookstore. I offer shea butter, black soap, various other products by many very qualified and talented spiritualists and practitioners within their own right. Also, please do visit the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, where you can hear the powerful voices of the likes of Papa Singh, the Truth Terrorist Queen Ifama, and Gogo Nana Alana Omare, and many, many more coming in the next few days. So please do visit the website, again, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. And if I've neglected, I even have a all-Spanish-speaking virtual temple group. I believe it's on the second page of my website. I'm somewhere on the right side. So please do take the time to visit. I have several pages within the website. They're constantly changing and transforming and evolving. And I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolve. I would like to offer a divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you present with me here now live in the Block Talk Radio chat. Commission, Warm Summer Wind, Queen B1, Fire Witch, DNA, Freak, Kalahat, divine peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being present with me. And, of course, my faithful listener, 678 on the phone line, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. And if that is our community member from Cleveland, Mississippi, know that I did receive your message and I will be responding to you shortly. I'm just a little overwhelmed right now. I've been doing a lot of numerological work of late, and numerology charts, like astrology, can be very complicated and time-consuming. But I will get back to you, and we will work that out. So please know that I haven't neglected you. And anyone who has left a message for me in the last few days, I will be responding to you shortly. Divine peace and blessing. As we move forward, we want to always, in this divine moment in time, loose divine peace and love, unity and community, to bind that which would seek to divide us, conquer us, destroy and enslave us from within and without. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate with our ascended ancestors and Agungungs and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now in our earth plane, time, and dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now and always manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter these hallowed and sacred grounds, let us be mindful in our inner walk, our inner work and pronunciation, and that they project and reverberate and recreate the reality that we all know and experience and understand towards the ultimate truth, the ultimate purpose, cosmic unity, awareness, and understanding. As we enter sacrum halls of Hoodoo Central now and this evening at 9 p.m., in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of souls journeying through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense to merge, cleanse, and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another, ourselves, and spirit. Reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in the grand scheme of life, of spiritual pursuit, remember who you are. You are powerful, loving, and loved. A created, creative creator child of the God and Goddess. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom, of your path. When you succeed, you inspire others. When you change your life so that it's more aligned with your divine destiny, you inspire others. So be powerful, be divine and magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back that most unshakable, true, authentic self to all creation. We have creative allowance. This is our birthright as both physical and spiritual to create and recreate our destiny, our path, our environment, our manifestation. We are not just mere victims in the scheme of some grand game. We are co-creators. We are creator God. I create and recreate my divine destiny because I am, and my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. I am Pharaoh. I am King. I am Magi. I am High Priest. And my consciousness is not bound by time or space or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. For my life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow the creator gods to flow them to me, through me, with me, and I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge and knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. When problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that ultimately all things have a season, and they will resolve and answers will be provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak and come to me, they administer to me, they nurture and empower me. And all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways, and obstacles that once seemed powerful, insurmountable, and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. and I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and tranquility, wisdom, and knowing. And my path forward becomes clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious, and I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. For truly, it is a part of my divine destiny, my education and initiation into the higher mysteries of life. My consciousness is not bound by time or space or place, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Love me, y'all.
Divine peace and blessings, unity and community. Indeed, today is November 20th, Saturday, 2010. We are under a Scorpio lunation with the moon in its gibbous phase as we begin this period before the full moon. Remember, I told you the day before and the day after, the full moon being Sunday, typically begin to manifest the energy of that next strongest astrological alignment or condition, as it were. The sun is in Scorpio, the moon in Taurus. Are you ready to take advantage of golden opportunities even while the universe is trying to undermine your efforts today? This is a time to begin to truly fortify our spiritual body, our tool, our vessel, our resources for any given challenge or moment. As we go into Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will begin to introduce. So giving you some time to properly prepare and get some resources together rather than wait for the last minute to do your Hoodoo New Year ritual. Those things that protect us from harm and evil, those things that ensure prosperity in the next year. Just to give you a teaser, one of the beliefs is that whatever you have in place New Year's night will be your experience for the following year. So this is a time to clean your house, clean up your loose bills and debts to the best of your ability. If you got close personal family, friends, relatives that you owe a debt to, pay that off and prepare so that next year we don't repeat some of the same challenges. There will always be challenges, but I'm much more open to the new challenge. Let me continue to move forward as opposed to repeat cycles. So tonight on Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, I will share more of the hoodoo secrets to preparing for the new year, ensuring prosperity for the new year, some of the taboos associated with new year. For example, a male must be the first person to enter your house on New Year's Day. And I'll explain tonight the reason for that. Many families go through great means to ensure that happens and that takes place. I can relate to some experiences that I've had in my life within my family that didn't go so well because a woman attempted or defected that taboo. So, again, join me tonight, 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. In the meantime, have a divine and blessed day in revelation and manifestation. Peace and blessings. Ashe.
Amdai, Bila Bila, Nda Vashkol Chida.
Non, non, mauvais dedo, Marele, non, non, mauvais dedo.
Bilalo!
Me quedo la cama, me quedo la cama.
bayou. Mama pose ke abayou.